poems by Paul Jacobs, GM, that reflect 100 years of war. The Silence of the Somme by Paul Jacobs, GM. The silence of the Somme, the singing of the birds. 100 years on, we commemorate the lives of young men on both sides. Two uniforms, one war. An outcome of complete sorrow for every mother and father on both sides of this sad, sad war. Fallen Saints by Paul Jacobs, GM. As I walk through the gates of hell on Devil's Road, I look down this lonely, dusty track where so many lives have changed, physically or mentally. The damage is done. You cannot turn back the hands of time, but life goes on. As the length of Pharmacy Road never ceases to end, like the desert breeze that took these men from me, their spirits and souls flow across the sea, back to Blighty, where the country will salute them, and where the men who stood beside them will cry a tear and never forget, R.I.P. my brothers.
I have only 2 weeks before I fly over the seas and over the mountains to take up my fight with my country's enemies. But these 2 weeks I will remember, because this will be the last time I see my country with my sight. I know my last 2 weeks are getting shorter by the day, so do I tell my mother that I love her? Another day in Helmand, with my uniform on, the sun beating on my face, rifle in hand, I step on the mine. There's a flash and a bang, and now it's all over for the lone soldier. Wounded I may be, these marks of war you can see, but the biggest scar is where the heart is. The worst kind of scar is mentally not being me. That poem was by Paul Jacobs, GM, whose other works you've been listening to.
As we that are left old, age shall not weary them, though the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.